Guru. The Guru, when he gives the name, infuses into it his own spiritual power. He transmits his power through the mantra to the disciple. The word Guru means dispeller of darkness or giver of light. Guru is the spiritual awakener. Guru is God embodied in human form to liberate souls from ignorance. Ignorance is disease. Knowledge is health. Guru is the divine doctor who cures us by giving us knowledge of self. Before we can be fit to receive the grace of the Guru, we have to purify ourselves by loving service rendered to our parents. The first honor and adoration of our hearts must go to the mother, then to the father, then to the Guru who liberates us from the bondage of ignorance. A God-realized soul alone can awaken and kindle another soul. Going to temples alone will not do. Reading books alone will not do. The contact of great souls who have realized God is essential. Saints transmit their power to others by thought, sight, and touch. When a saint thinks of a person, even though he be far away, he is helped spiritually. A saint looks at a person, the person is transformed. A new consciousness dawns in him. If a saint touches an aspirant, the latter will feel a tremendous change taking place in him. What are the characteristics of a saint? Samadarshan or equal vision is a dominant trait that marks a saint from others. It is the keynote of his life. He sees God in all and loves all alike. While ordinary people are obsessed by an individualistic outlook, a sense of separation from others, saints and sages who have realized the truth show a universal outlook in their thoughts, words, and deeds. They are also always conscious of their immortal and all-blissful nature and so are free from fear of death. They know that life is eternal and that everyone is essentially divine. There are no external signs to mark out a God-realized saint. He does not grow a horn, but he is always full of bliss. He is happy under all conditions. No miracles can be expected from him, as a matter of course, but they are sometimes done by him, by God's will, without his intention to perform them. Satsang or association with a saint is indeed valuable, but it must be of the right kind. Internal contact must be established, otherwise there is danger of the aspirant's mind getting externalized and remaining attached to the physical person of the saint, missing the impersonal truth which the saint embodies. Without reaching the depths of the inner reality represented by the saint, one cannot reap the full benefits of satsang. One must take care not to fall into the error of thinking that a saint's grace can be won by adoring merely his body and serving him without looking upon all beings as his expressions and serving them with an equal vision. There is nothing more dangerous to an aspirant than a narrow personal attitude. His progress depends on the extent to which he is able to expand his heart and universalize his outlook. One cannot rise beyond a certain stage of spiritual advancement if he is bound to any institution. In spiritual matters, the best rules are those which are not made by others but self-imposed by the Guru from within. A tree does not grow in the shade of another tree, but gets stunted. It can grow fully only in the open. So also, you must have a free and open atmosphere for your spiritual growth. One may receive light and inspiration from saints and sages, but one must have an atmosphere of freedom in which to develop one's nature independent of all external interference or guidance. By depending always on guidance from without, the disciple does not look within and rely on God who dwells in the heart. So, get inspiration from saints, but do not think of taking shelter permanently in any ashram. Live alone in a free and open atmosphere. Then God within will lead you. The indwelling God is none other than your Guru who initiated you from outside as a human being. Guru is the immortal, all-pervading spirit. Never look upon him as a mere person. If you develop this attitude from the beginning, you will realize that the Guru never dies. You will never feel his absence as he is eternally within you.